Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Some of us have been getting emails or texts saying that we could be in trouble with our EasyPass accounts, but these really are just scam and spam.
That's absolutely right. I think, the EasyPass scams have been going around for at least the last 6 months. We're getting smishing, which is, SMS, email, messaging, text, and then we're also getting a lot of emails claiming to be from EasyPass. And some of these are strangely timed. I received a smishing attack from EasyPass, claiming to be from EasyPass, a week after I applied for a new transponder for my EasyPass. So the timing of it is a little odd, but people are getting it all across the state.
And what are the dangers of responding to what they think is a legitimate warning, and it ends up they're giving their information to somebody?
Right. Well, in each of these cases, almost all of these cases, they're asking you to make a payment. So the biggest fear here is the first thing, you're going to enter your credit card information. You're going to lose money right off the bat. Some others, they're looking for social security numbers. Anything you give them, any information, is going to be stolen for the most part. So the rule here is don't respond. If it's an SMS-based attack, if it's a messaging attack, don't respond. If it says, hey, you can reply with stop to stop it, don't even do that. Block that right away. That's the best, from a cyber hygiene point of view, that's the best thing to do. Don't respond, block. Go to the EasyPass website, the official site. Go on Google, look for their site. Don't click on any of these links in an email that sends you to the EasyPass website, because they've created fake toll websites. And what you want to do is go on Google, look for the official website, go on that, check to see your balance. And if there's a balance, pay through that website.
How efficient has the DoD been in responding to these scam fishes and smishes?
Yeah, they have been putting out information about this being quite common in the last couple of months. But unfortunately, it doesn't get to all of us. The problem is we don't know this because there's just too much information coming out. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, thanks to AI and all of these programs out there, it's become a lot easier to create fake websites that look like the EasyPass website. So we really don't know who we are getting emails from anymore. That's one of the biggest problems, right? So there's an absolute lack of trust in what's coming, and there's just too much information at times. So most of us aren't sure what communication is legitimate, whether it's coming from EasyPass or whether it's really an EasyPass email that's coming to us anyways.
Really the worst thing they can do in this situation?
Well, listen, the first thing you can do is respond to one of these things. That could be in one of two ways. If it's an email, clicking on any links within that email. If it's an SMS message, clicking on any of those links or responding to that. That starts a chain reaction. You're going to get a website that's going to look very authentic. You're going to start putting information in it. Anything from that step on is going to lead you into bigger and bigger trouble. So when in doubt, delete, go directly to the official website. They even have a toll-free number you can call, EasyPass directly. Call the number, not the number listed on the email or the message. Call the number that's on their website, and then follow the steps from there on. That's the best case. That's the best hygienic, the most cleanest cyber hygiene steps that you can take to protect yourself and your family.